private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Well, there's not much you can do about it, I guess. Except, like Julie always says...
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the odds-on lady.
From time to time when I have nothing better to do, which isn't very often, I like to daydream about what I might do if I discovered a money tree and found myself stuck with more of the green stuff than I'd known what to do with. Wine, women, and song have a certain very definite appeal, although Julie, my secretary, doesn't quite see eye to eye with me on this point, especially the women bit. However, one thing I am sure I would not do if I was overloaded with moolah is try to get the better of the bookmakers on the racetrack, and for two very good reasons. In the first place, while fancying myself as a fair judge of form of the other kind, I do not kid myself I know much about the form of racehorses. And in the second place, I once suffered a trying experience that has made me a little leery of going within hog call of those temperamental animals so many people like to watch hot-footing around in a circle. It was the time I met up with the odds-on lady. In real life, Lady Zelia Cavendish.
I don't care what you say, Hector. I've set Lady of my dreams for this race, and she's going to run.
Yeah, but Zelia...
Moreover, she will win.
But it's such a risk. She'll be at long odds on anyway.
What does that matter? Of course she'll be in the red. With her form, you couldn't back anything to beat her, and that's the way I like it.
Oh, I know you always like to lay the odds when you bet. The way I can't think, but...
Because in that way, you're backing the form horse in any race, that's why. Now, you tell me where in business you can get 40 to 80% return on your money as you can betting that way.
No bet is a certainty, Zelia.
And neither is any business investment. If your business deals gave you half as good a chance, I'd be happy.
Oh, now we're on that again. You never miss an opportunity to have a dig at me about my investments, just because I've had a run of bad...
A run is right. It's been going on for years.
Can you blame me for trying to make my own way successfully before we're married? You think I want everybody to think I'm marrying you for your money?
Hector, I have told you many times I couldn't care less what people think.
No, it's all right for you. You have the money. I haven't. Sometimes I wonder if you care at all about how I feel.
Well, of course I care, darling. You must know that. I'm sorry I spoke harshly just now. It's just that... Well, you know how I feel about the horses. Especially Lady.
I know, I know. I'm not to interfere in the way you manage them. All right, be smart. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, dear. Are you still thinking somebody's going to try to dope Lady before Saturday's race?
Yes.
Oh, all right. If it'll stop your worrying, I'll engage someone to guard her. Now, how about that?
Well, it'll be an improvement. You'd be doing the job properly if you got rid of that fella Todd as well.
If I've told you once, Hector, I've told you 20 times I will not dismiss Todd. He's a very good bet, the best in the country.
He was deregistered years ago. A crooked practice.
I know all about that. It was a mistake, not his fault at all. Silas Todd has forgotten more about horses than you or I will ever know. He's the very best man for the job, and he stays. Now, I don't want to hear any more about it.
Lady Zelia Cavendish came to see me the following day. And it was one occasion when I wished I'd gone along with Julie on her office tidying routine. Every morning, Julie cleans up and puts everything away. And every morning, I spend a good deal of effort making a mess of my office and manufacturing a nice, comfortable smoke haze in which to work. Now, when she ushered Lady Zelia into me, Julie stood with folded arms surveying the scene somewhat sardonically as I made like a busy little bee, picking papers off the floor, clearing the chairs of junk, and opening the windows. You see, Lady Zelia was not in the usual run of my clients. She had a cool, groomed air of wealth. The kind of wealth that is so great, you don't have to let it show. More to the point, maybe, she was also very lovely.
Please, Mr. Troy, you mustn't go to all this trouble. I realize I've come without an appointment, and you must be a very busy man.
Oh, no trouble at all, I assure you, ma'am. Thank you, Miss Summers. That'll be all for now.
Oh, very well, Mr. Troy. I'll just take a look through the files in this cabinet over here, then.
Yeah, what for?
You wanted me to find the J.K. Smith file, remember?
I did.
Oh, yes, Mr. Troy. You told me to find it, or else. Well, I've looked everywhere but here.
Oh, well, in that case...
I'd better stay.
Yeah, no way around it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Now, Lady Zelia, what can I do for you?
Well, I've heard you're a very good private investigator, Mr. Troy. Very reliable.
Well, thank you, ma'am. A compliment like that is really something coming from a beautiful woman like yourself.
Would this be the file you wanted, Mr. Troy?
Yeah? Yeah, what's that?
This file.
Julie, can't you see I'm busy?
Oh. Has Lady Zelia told you why she wants to engage you then?
Yeah, well, we were just getting to that.
Of course. Yeah. Mr. Troy, I'd like you to keep an eye on my lady.
What?
A lady?
We have to make sure nobody gives her dope or anything.
Dope?
Well, there are all kinds of unscrupulous people about, you know, and nothing must happen to her before Saturday.
Saturday? That's important, huh?
Well, of course it is. Don't you read the papers? On Saturday, she'll be out there in front of thousands of her fans, and I can promise you, if you thought she was fast last time, just wait till you see her on Saturday.
Well, really? Mr. Troy, I hardly...
Take it easy, Julie. Ma'am, I'm not sure that what you have in mind is in my line.
Well, I'll make it well worth your while. Money is no object. And Lady is such a beautiful creature. I'm sure you love her.
Oh. Well, that may be so, ma'am, Lady Zelia, but just the same...
Such legs. You never saw such legs.
Hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'd like to help you with this girl, but...
Girl? What girl? I'm talking about Lady of my dreams, my filly. The fastest thing on four legs in 20 years.
A racehorse?
Well, of course. What else?
Julie, you think you could fix me a cup of black coffee? You've got just about 30 seconds before I pass out. Well, hi, Julie. What brings you here?
Nothing but eternal devotion to duty.
Well, you might have said eternal devotion to the kindest boss in the world. It sounds nicer.
Oh, same thing.
Oh, thanks, honey. I didn't know you'd care.
You never came closer to finding out than yesterday when Lady Zelia was talking about that horse.
Oh, that, yeah. It was a bit much.
I was giving you about 2 shakes of a lamb's tail to get rid of her, or I was going to brain you with something.
I got the message.
But the way she went on about that old hack of hers, talking about it as if it were human.
Well, that's the way some folks are about animals, Julie. You just got to learn to live with it. And this filly of hers sure is some piece of horse flesh.
As beautiful as she said?
Well, not maybe in the way you and I took her to mean, but yeah, she's beautiful, all right.
Hmm? Although right now I'd exchange all her beauty for a nice soft bed.
The all-night watch getting you down?
Well, I can think of better reasons to stay awake when everybody else is asleep.
No sign of trouble?
No, not a sniff of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to boast, honey, but it's going to take a really smart operator to get past old Pete and try to slip that horse some dope.
Where is it? The horse?
She, not it. She's a filly. She's right there in that stable.
Oh, can I have a look at her?
No, she's asleep. Oh, she should be. And not to be disturbed.
Oh.
Gotta be right for that race tomorrow. She needs a rest, poor thing.
Do horses sleep, then?
I guess so. I never asked one. Hey, anything new on the office front?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, a little man came to see you.
A little man?
Mm-hmm. This evening. Only the office was closed, so he got your address from the caretaker. And mine, too.
Yours?
In case you weren't home. The caretaker said you might be at my place.
Well, how busy can some people get? What's it got to do with the caretaker where I go when I leave my apartment?
But don't be silly. He was only trying to be helpful. Anyway, do you want to hear about Mr. Todd or don't you?
Mr. Todd? He's the little man?
Yes. He's a vet.
An animal doctor?
That's right. He works for Lady Zelia. He looks after the horses for her.
Oh.
He was deregistered years ago, some trouble or other over a horse. But he claims he was innocent.
Yeah, they all do. Does Lady Zelia know about this?
He says she does and doesn't care. He's supposed to be a very good man with horses. Gives them vitamins and things that make them very fit.
No bully for him. Right now, I wouldn't mind if he gave me a shot of vitamins. Oh, I'm bushed.
Oh, poor Pete. I brought you a vacuum flask of black coffee. Thought it might help you stay awake.
Oh, you wonderful girl. Remind me to give you a raise.
Oh, what?
Get the same old excuse I got last time?
Pour the coffee. Oh, what did you tell this Mr. Todd?
I told him not to worry. I'd tell you about him, and I was sure it would be all right.
It's funny he hasn't been around, though.
Here, drink this.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's good. I feel more awake already.
Pete?
Hmm?
Do horses sleep lying down or standing up?
Drink your coffee.
Hey, you. Hey, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Troy, whatever your name is, wake up.
Oh.
That fine watchman you turned out to be, falling asleep on the job.
Huh? What time is it?
6 o'clock in the morning. And who knows how long you've been asleep.
Asleep? But I was...
I know you were engaged by Lady Zelia to watch her filly all night. But what do? You fall asleep.
Oh, somebody slipped me a Mickey. I feel terrible.
You'll feel worse when my fiancée hears of this. Didn't you realize that while you were asleep, anybody could have got to Lady and doped her?
I can't figure it. How could anybody have drugged me?
Drugged you? Oh, so that's it. Got your alibi already, have you? But it won't wash with me, my friend. I told Lady Zelia she was wasting her money engaging you in the first place, and I was right.
Would you mind speaking a little more quietly? My head...
You'll have more than your head to worry about soon. You, Troy, have probably lost Lady Zelia today's race. And I can assure you, Lady Zelia is not going to like that. She is not going to like it at all.
Hector Bullen, Lady Zelia's stuffy fiancé, was right. The lady did not like it the least little bit when she learned that I had fallen asleep on the job of guarding her filly on the night before the big race. I tried to explain that somehow I'd been drugged, which was true, but being unable to figure out how that had happened didn't help my case any. The net result was that the horse was scratched from the race on that day just to play it safe, in case anyone had nobbled her with a shot of dope. It didn't make anyone feel any happier with me when it was later discovered that nobody had been near the animal, and she could have run in the race and won it after all. My friend Hector more or less summed up the general feeling about me.
That fellow Troy must be the biggest idiot on the face of the earth. In all my days, I've never heard of such incompetence.
Yes, all right, Hector. You've said that over and over.
But it's true. Falling asleep on the job. The one thing he was paid, and paid jolly well, not to do. I mean, you couldn't have a much easier job, could you? All he had to do was stay awake.
He said he was drugged.
Oh, of course he said that. Anything to evade responsibility. I ask you, why would anyone drug him and then not try to do anything to Lady?
I don't know. It's all very odd.
You bet it's odd. And the fellow can't even say how he was drugged. He has no idea who did it. I tell you, it's all a lot of poppycock.
Anyway, let's get off that subject. I want to make up my mind about running Lady next week or not.
Well, why not? She could have beaten that field of goats on Saturday, and next week's isn't any stronger.
Of course it is. There are at least two good things to beat.
All the better. You'll get a good price because of that. You may not care, but I like value for my money. I don't relish backing them at odds on like you.
Perhaps you're right. I'm inclined to run her myself. She can still win.
Well, I must say, that's novel.
What?
That's the first time you've agreed with me in heaven knows how long.
It's a case of your agreeing with me, Hector. I'd already decided to run Lady next week.
In that case, why bother to talk to me about it?
Still have to take precautions, of course. I want no chance of anybody doping her this time.
Well, no need for me to say anything to that. At least you won't be stupid enough to employ that Troy fellow again.
I don't like being called stupid, Hector.
I'm sorry, my dear, but what other word could I use for anybody who'd bother with an idiot like him?
I don't know, but I suggest you try to think of one, because I am going to engage Troy to watch Lady again.
Yeah. Well, it was sure nice of you to call, ma'am. And I appreciate you giving me another chance at this. Yeah, I will. Don't worry about it this time. Definitely no slip-ups. Yeah, will do. Okay, so long, ma'am.
Lady Zelia, I gather.
You gather good, Julie. Lady Zelia it was. But get this. She wants me to guard that horse again before the race next week.
Was she sober?
Yeah, that's what doesn't add. I told her it didn't.
I know. I was here, remember?
You always are, all faithful.
What did the beautiful Lady Zelia say?
Well, I told you she wants me...
I mean, when you told her she was crazy.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
You think I didn't want the work? Well, she said her fiancé, Hector, what's his name, was against it, but that she didn't like him telling her what to do, so she had decided to engage me again.
Oh, that must have done your ego a lot of good.
Yeah, a great way to get an assignment. A woman showing her fiancé where he gets off. Anyway, it's a job of work, and it's good to have the chance to square accounts with somebody. Which reminds me, let's go over that coffee thing again.
Oh, Pete, I told you, I made the coffee myself. And do you think I'd put a Mickey Finn in it for you?
No, with you it might be arsenic, but not a Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that coffee was all I had between dinner time and when I woke up the next morning.
Well, there was nothing in it. How could there be unless I put it there?
Well, you tell me. Well, let's assume there was a dose of knockout drops in the coffee, and you didn't put it there. Well, who did?
Nobody. I had the vacuum flask with me the whole time.
You made the coffee at home, huh?
Oh, no. I made it in the middle of the street.
Now, concentrate, honey. This is serious. Now, who else had access to the flask?
Nobody had access to it. How could they?
You were in the kitchen, you made the coffee, you filled the flask. Then what?
Oh, what do you mean, then what? I put the flask in my carry-all, that's all.
Where, in the living room?
Yes.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I remember it exactly. The doorbell rang just as I went into the living room, so I answered it.
The doorbell? Well, who was it?
I told you before, Mr. Todd, the vet who works for Lady Zelia.
Mr. Todd, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you had the flask in your hand when you answered the door?
Yes. Mr. Todd remarked on it, and I told him it was for you.
Then you put the flask in your carry-all in the living room, went into your bedroom to get your coat.
Well, yes. How did you know?
Leaving Mr. Todd alone in the living room.
Well, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, the flask was right there with him while I was out of the room. You don't think...
I was wondering when you were going to catch on, honey. Yes, I do think Mr. Todd slipped the Mickey into that coffee. And who better fitted to do it? He'd know all about drugs and how to be able to get them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, wait a bit.
What?
You drank the coffee with me, and you didn't suffer
No,
any
I after... didn't, Pete. Now, don't you remember? You said, drink your coffee. But instead we had an argument about horses sleeping on their feet, and I said I didn't want to stay awake all night, so I didn't drink it.
And that's right. Julie, that's it. Smart girl. Remind me to give you a raise.
Oh, not that again.
Mister. Huh? Hey, who's that?
Oh, no, I was just thinking of asking you the same question.
Oh, you must be Mr. Troy.
That's right.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Troy. My name's Todd, Silas Todd.
Mm-hmm. The vet who works for Lady Zelia.
Yes.
Or should I say the ex-vet?
What? Oh, now, see here, Mr. Troy. Lady Zelia knows all about me. I told your secretary, Miss Summers.
So you did. Very sensible of you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to get any wrong ideas, you know, on account of that bit of trouble I had years ago.
Oh, I wouldn't get any wrong ideas. No, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. You know how it is. A man gets in a bit of trouble and gets deregistered, and everybody thinks he's a crook.
I wonder why.
Well, I've gone straight ever since, Mr. Troy. Anyway, that trouble years ago, that wasn't my doing. Things just look that way.
Think no more about it. Me, I'm far more interested in what's happening now than in what happened years ago.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Troy. I'd always heard you were a gentleman.
And so, you must move in very unusual company. Tell me, what are you doing here at the stable at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Me? I always treat Lady the morning before the race.
Yeah? Where were you last week?
Right here. So were you. Snoring your head off.
That's right, so I was.
Oh, didn't mean to rub it in, Mr. Troy.
I'll bet. What's this treatment? For the horse, I mean.
Vitamins. It gives a pep, gets a rearing to go, as you Yanks say.
A Canadian, and I never say rearing to go.
Oh. Well, anyway, that's what the treatment is. Vitamins.
How do you get her to swallow anything at this hour of the day?
It's an injection.
You mean an injection will last from now till the time of the race?
My injections do. Oh, yes, they always last to the race.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Troy.
You won't mind if I come along in with you, will you?
Oh, no, don't see why you shouldn't. It makes no difference to me.
Always liked watching doctors at work, you know. Well, vets, too.
Easy there, weird old girl. It's only me. Beautiful thing, don't you think, Mr. Troy?
Yeah, only I like my females with only two legs.
You're a card, Mr. Troy. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So that's the injection. You carry it in your pocket?
Oh, it's not very big, as you can see. There. Screw the capsule into the optotermic. There. All set.
All ready to give it to the horse, huh?
Yes. Now, if
thanks, Todd, I'll take it. And you, Todd, just hold still.
What are you doing? Let me go.
Oh, no, you might run away, Todd. Then I wouldn't be able to give you this nice dose of vitamins.
You might have. Don't stick that needle into me.
Why not, Todd? It's only vitamins. You said so yourself. It'd give you pep.
No, it's too strong. That's the dose for a horse.
Yeah, but you can't take an overdose of vitamins, Todd. It can't do you any harm. Now, here we go.
Please don't. It's not vitamins. It'll kill me. There's enough dope in there to kill a dozen men.
That's what I thought. I'll let you have it anyway.
No, please, Mr. Troy. It'd be murder.
Okay, the full story, quick. You got 3 seconds to tell me who paid you to dope this horse.
Delia, what the devil's the idea of dragging me out here so early in the morning? What's all this?
All this, Hector, is Mr. Troy, his secretary, Miss Summers, and, of course, Todd, whom you know only too well.
Todd? Well, he's the last man I want to know. I told you to get rid of him a dozen times.
Only because you know I usually refuse to do what you tell me to do. Now, tell me, Hector, why didn't you get Todd to dope Lady before the race last week?
What the devil are you talking about?
Oh, it's no use, Mr. Bullen. They know everything.
What? Why, you stupid...
Let's cut out all the frustrated fury, shall we? Takes up so much time. Put you in the picture, Hector. We know that you paid Todd here to dope the horse, but not last week because you figured the price you could get for the big money you were going to bet would be too short.
But when he and Todd found it so easy to trick me by doping your coffee, he thought it would be a good alibi to have you on the spot this time so you could swear that Todd only gave the horse vitamins.
Yeah, Julie. They took me for a dope in more ways than one. A real patsy.
Confound you, Troy. You're an infernal nuisance. Celia, can't we talk about this privately?
You evidently needed money very badly to go to all this trouble to cheat me, Hector. And you didn't ask to see me privately about that. Perhaps a private talk with the police would be a better idea.
Hear, hear. But while on the subject of private talks, ma'am, I was wondering if maybe you and I could...
Whoa there.
Huh?
You may think you've already got the race won, but if I were you, I'd... Walk softly, Peter Troy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.